And with that, we will move to item 19, Missouri River Outlook.
Morning, Commissioners, Madam Chair, Secretary Roebling. My name is Pat Busher. I'm the Regional Park Supervisor for the Missouri River Corridor Parks. Today, as I do annually, I'm here to provide you a brief outlook of the Missouri River forecast and how that affects our recreational opportunities within the state. Chris.
I got it, Pat.
So, if you want to move ahead. So, the first slide that I'm going to show you here is our most recent, just updated yesterday, is our mountain snowpack. As many of you have heard, our mountain snowpack is below normal out west. In parts of the Rocky Mountains, it's extremely dry. But as of yesterday, we saw a little bit improvement, and I would just make a note that our peak of our Rocky Mountain snowpack usually happens in mid-April, so, you know, with the grace of God, we still have an opportunity to gain on this. We are at 67% above Fort Peck Reservoir right now, and 65% of normal above Garrison. This has a definite impact on our reservoirs, particularly within South Dakota, Lake Oahe being the one that has the largest impact. And then, Nick, if you want to go to the next slide, please. What the next slide is, as I'm showing you a three-week forecast for the Missouri River reservoirs, with the Oahe being on the far left there, Fort Randall, which is still climbing, which it does every spring, to our static pool elevation or normal pool, and then Gavin's Point. So the biggest fluctuations we see here in South Dakota are on Lake Oahe, which is our major storage reservoir. This year, as noted in the forecast, which I would say is likely to change, I would say until we get to that May forecast, based on National Weather Service predictions, precipitations that we see in the area, local forecast for the central part of South Dakota is at or above. We have equal chances of being wetter than normal or less than normal, which kind of frustrating, but that's typically where we sit. Other than the far southwest, they're predicting less than normal precipitation, which is no surprise, and some in the far southeast. But right now, this forecast shows Lake Oahe dropping through the end of the month, getting down to about elevation 1600, which at that elevation, we're about 7.5 feet below normal pool or the flood control pool. You want to go to the next slide, Nick? This is just another forecast. This is for the annual forecast. This was just updated the 1st of April here. The model that we typically use is the one that they average out the most is the basic. That's the solid blue line that runs through the middle. Currently, right now, we're at elevation 1601.1, and we plan to drop in that elevation about another foot here till the end of the month, based on what we have for moisture in the system right now. It would be nice if we trended towards that upper basic, but right now, with what we know, that's unrealistic. If we have continued drought within the system, the lower basic could become a possibility. Nick, if you want to move ahead for me, please. This is just another tabular that gives you elevations by month rather than a line. So as you can see, we're looking at the end of July on Lake Oahe about 1599. It's dropping about 2 feet from now, which isn't a huge decrease in reservoir. So we're going to be holding pretty consistent throughout the summer, pretty similar to what we did last summer. We had a little more water last summer. We stayed pretty consistent throughout the summer. But with that forecast, we anticipate that we should have pretty decent access throughout the boating season. Next slide, Nick. So with that, Lake Oahe, we anticipate that we'll have 16 to 17 of our 20 recreation areas, boating access areas on Lake Oahe functional throughout this forecast. Now, with that being said, I will say, depending on where we go with our forecast, we have continued drought conditions within South Dakota. Those numbers could decline slightly. We would still anticipate that our major boat ramps, we would still have continued access, as we have got low water boat ramps that could appear at those times and put those into service. But with that basic forecast, we anticipate that there's going to be good access on Lake Oahe. And as you all know, the fishing on Lake Oahe is going to be outstanding this summer. I'm anxious to try it out myself. Next slide, Nick. So with that, I'll go into, as far as the public-facing map, as far as when people have questions about public access, we have this great map that's available on our website, the Aquatic Access Map. And if you go to the next slide, Nick, it'll show you a picture of our boat ramps on Lake Oahe that we currently manage. As you can see, those blue symbols are open and available ramps currently on Lake Oahe. This was just updated last week when I was doing this forecast. Some of the ramps we will see closures on, but anticipated. For instance, Foster Bay. Foster Bay is an area I don't foresee that ramp being in service for the life of the reservoir. Really, it's going to be super high water for that to be a usable functioning ramp now. Next slide, Nick. So this is the upper and middle portion on Lake Oahe. As you can see, we're going to have good service throughout the reservoir throughout the boating season. So we don't anticipate any concerns, which is typical throughout the season. The department does lease two telehandlers that the park staff use and travel throughout the Oahe system, cleaning ramps as the need presents. Next slide, Nick. So, and then I want to close with the status of our marinas, either state-operated or privately operated on the reservoir system. So, when we talk about our marina systems, when we're up at Bridge City Marina, up at the Mulbridge area, or the state-run operated marina at Spring Creek, those on Lake Oahe, those are going to see the largest impact. And with the forecast that we're seeing with consistent, stable water levels, we anticipate a full level of service throughout the summer. Now, the other marina systems, as we go on the reservoir, those reservoirs stay pretty stable throughout the boating system. Francis Case always sees a drawdown every fall. That'll have some impact, but it's usually after the boating season, after the main marina season. So the biggest impact that we see with our marina operations are on Lake Oahe, and right now we're forecasting good conditions throughout the summer. And with that, I would gladly take any questions.
Very good. Any questions? Secretary Roebling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Quick question, Pat, in regards to Spring Creek. What was that critical number where that canal channel of the actual marina gets closed off and non-passable? Is it 1590? When does that marina become non-functional is my question.
Through the Chair, Secretary Roebling. What we're looking at is that low 1590 elevation corridor. So we start the operational status of that marina within Spring Creek without a boating corridor was determined to be 1585 through our Edgewater consultants. But for the basis of keeping that boat ramp and a passable corridor through there, it's in that 1590 category.
Thank you. Pat, you mentioned this, there's, what, 4 boat ramps that will be closed out of the 20? Is that what you...
We're talking about boat ramps, Madam Chair, on the reservoir. We have boat ramps at Okobojo, Foster Bay, which typically both those reservoirs, both those boat ramp locations are high water locations. For instance, Okobojo only enters the water at elevation 1607. So that's, but we have good access in that area, Cow and Spring Creek, so very little impact there. And then Foster Bay, as I mentioned, we also have boat ramps, I want to say Dodge Draw could be one that's taken out of service here soon, and then Cheney Creek, which is also on the west side of the reservoir, that could be problematic for us this summer as well.
Very good, thank you. Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, we appreciate the update. Thank you.
Thank you.